Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to this series on the goals that we want to achieve in 2018. In my opinion, what's generally missing when it comes to goals is the part where we focus on our feelings and where we give gratitude in advance for what's going to happen in our life in 2018. So, as a general guideline, my recommendation is for each area of your life to go for three goals, three main things that you want to improve or that you want to achieve in this year. And also another important part is for us to focus on the end result. For instance, we might think that we want to have lots of friends. But we might actually ask ourselves, why do we want that? Why do we want lots of friends? Maybe it is that we feel alone or that we lack the feeling of connection. And we might think that that's the solution. But it might be that we want to feel connected. So when it comes to putting this as an objective, we can, instead of stating it like, I want to have lots of friends in 2018, I want to make lots of friends in 2018, I want to feel connected to people that I care for and meet new people that give me this feeling of connection. You see where I'm going with this? So I think that's more important and it can be more fulfilling, but because we can get stuck when it comes to the means to an end, and we can get stuck when it comes when we focus too much on the means instead of the end result that we actually want. And also it's important for us to start with I'm grateful now that. A few years ago I took a course on goal setting. And one of the most important things to do when it comes to setting your goal is to make it into the present moment. Like it's happening right now. Because for us, for our brain, if we put it in the future, it will always be in the future. Unless we give it a certain date, that's true. So the formula is, I'm grateful now that I have meaningful connections with the people around me. This is one example. And since we've started with this, we can go on with friends and relationships with acquaintances and how we want them to be. So let me help you with the three things that you want to either improve or to experience in this year. It might be, like I said, more meaningful connections. It can possibly be someone that you can speak heart to heart with, someone that really listens to you, for instance, or the feeling that you're listened to be more exact. And when you write it down, you can write something like this: I'm grateful now that I feel that I'm listened to, that I have friends that care for me. I feel that I matter and that I'm sharing my life journey with someone else who listens and understands me. I'm grateful now that I have people that I can rely on when I need some help and that I deeply care for and for whom I would do the same. If you are thinking about it or if you're repeating these objectives, these goals with me, you might experience something really interesting that's actually getting you closer and closer to your actual goal. You begin to see that happening in your life. You begin to acknowledge the fact that, in fact, you already live that. Maybe the percentage isn't 100%, it's just, I don't know, 10%, or the intensity of the feeling isn't as high. But by focusing on it and by actually repeating this goal as an affirmation, it will become stronger and stronger in your experience until it's something that it's so natural and so normal. But the beautiful part about this is that it creates a virtuous circle, because you get into the habit of appreciating the experience actually before it gets big. And when it actually does get big, you will be in the habit of appreciating it even more. So what are your three goals for 2018 when it comes to friendships? What are the feelings that you would love to feel when it comes to friendships? It might be support, it might be, if you can define friendship as a feeling inside of you, or maybe having people with whom to share your joy, or your joy and your sorrows. And don't forget to ask why, at least once. Like, why do I want to have a group of friends with whom to hang out with every once in a while? And that feeling might actually get you to somewhere better that you didn't even think about. And that's why I believe it's so important for us to ask that why, and to understand what we actually want, what's behind the goal that we are setting. I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that you found your three goals when it comes to friendship for 2018. Write them down, repeat them as often as you can, ideally at least once a day, if not once a week at least, and enjoy the experience. Thank you for listening, and if you found it helpful, let other people know about this series, and let them know about this idea, about this way of setting goals. It might be very helpful for them, and it might lead to more beautiful and more fulfilling 2018. This has been George Mbenta. If you have any questions, just let me know. Thank you very much.